producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell,
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ron McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This evening, we're going to have to do it really quickly. Hurry, everybody, quickly, quickly, especially if you're in the Northern Hemisphere. They call this the shortest day of the year and the longest night. But then again, the sun is coming back after today. Here comes the sun, da-na-da-na. And no Super Don to make fun of me singing, because he's on leave today. I kicked him out because he's got another birthday party to go to. How's that? I'm all alone. All right, somebody call me. No, I'm just kidding. You don't have to. But it's 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355 for the next couple of hours here on GCN, our home in talk radio, and, of course, streaming around the world after the fact through GCN Archives and Talk Network and iTunes and TuneIn and Stitcher and Epic Times and across the pond at UK Health Radio. Hello to all my Brit friends and buddies over there. So what are we going to do for the next couple hours? Well, I will tell you, I do have a guest scheduled. I had him on just kind of it was a spur-of-the-moment thing. I think it happened. It's like I called him and said, hey, can you be on the show? Because he wrote to me. His name is Ryan Sternagle. And I think his website, mykidhascancer.com, he's got another update, and it relates to cannabis. And so I'm going to get him on this hour as well. We've got some major dunderheaded doctor stories. Actually, I'm going to open with that in just a moment. Why you should never see a medical doctor, especially in the field of cardiology or pediatrics. I know it's going to get, may upset somebody, but that's all right. Hillary Clinton and Alzheimer's, what do they have in common? Also, top 10 ways the Obama regime resembles the evil empire from Star Wars. Oh, this will get my liberal friends going. Very happy. They'll be very happy. Let's see. Blood donations from gay people. Oh, my goodness. We got some stories. All right. Ready, set, go. All right. What am I doing? Oh, yeah. I got to delay the Alzheimer's story to the second hour so I remember to do the rest of the show between now and then. RobertScottBell.com. Op-ed is cranking out the notes as we speak, and they'll be there shortly. RobertScottBell.com. All right. U.S. Task Force backs statin drugs for those between the ages of 40 to 75. Now, if you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show and you are anywhere between 40 and 75, for those of you who are math deficient in Washington, D.C., that's like 35 years. There's a stretch there. I believe that is because you guys only count to trillions. You don't deal in like numbers that real people deal in. Cholesterol-lowering statin drugs should be used to prevent first heart attack or stroke in certain at-risk patients. Please give me a statin drug. According to a draft recommendation released Monday by the nation's leading experts in preventive medicine. Now, if the nation's leading experts in preventive medicine are recommending statin drugs for anybody, they're not leading, nor are they experts. Or actually, they are leading. They're leading the sheep to slaughter. They're leading the lemmings over the cardiovascular cliff. That's right. Because without statin drugs, life would cease to exist, at least for those between 40 and 75 who have what they call a heightened risk, a heightened heart risk. Now, this group is called the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. They clearly clearly do not listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, as evidenced by their dunderheaded, doofus claim that anyone needs a statin drug. But they say, it's maximum benefit, man. Maximum prevention, man. If we just get you 40-year-olders and 75s, anybody in between. If you have an existing risk factor for heart disease. What is that existing risk factor? Well, let's see. 10% greater risk of stroke. Well, what is the risk factor? Let's see. I'm reading through this. Cardiovascular disease, leading cause of death, right? Moment of death. No signs or symptoms. Douglas Owen, Stanford University. Our review indicates they're not saying. What is the risk factor? Oh, wait a second. Dunderheaded me. It's cholesterol. How did I not see that? Of course, cholesterol. God created cholesterol. Cholesterol is produced in your liver. Going on a no-cholesterol diet is not beneficial to your cholesterol levels at all. So what can we do? Give you a drug. Statin drugs. You know, this is the first time that the USPSTF, I mean, it sounds like they should something they put in, sunblock. What's the USPSTF level? Well, it's dunderheaded. How do you know? Well, they just said I need a statin drug. They want you to use it to head off heart attacks or strokes. And this is the first time they've ever addressed statins as a means of heading off heart attacks or strokes. Because right now, up to now, they say, the task force, right? It's a task force. Bring in Marvel and DC Comics. We've got a task at hand. We're Statin Man and Statin Woman. We have mainly focused on the best screening methods for detecting heart disease prior to this. And now we're in the business of recommending drugs. Right? And here's the thing. I'm not surprised by this. Because more and more of you have realized what a scam statin drugs are. And because of that, they need to widen the net. They need to get more task forces, however you say that, on board to make sure we can capture those people who have escaped or maybe those who don't even know about statin drugs yet. If you're 40 and you're not yet on a statin, we're going to get you because the USPSTF says you need to be on a statin drug. They're good people, right? They're just trying to do right. They're just nice. They just don't like cholesterol. They think cholesterol is like, you know, part of the evil empire. How does it do this? Well, if you listened yesterday, by the way, to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine, we do with Dr. Rasha Batar. We did one segment three on the show with him. I mean, we did a whole hour, but that segment three, go back and listen. About issues of hyperlipidemia, hypercholesterolemia. I mean, you know, he's got readings up 2,000, and he still says cholesterol-lowering medications are bunk. They're just, if you want to go back and listen, go back to the archives and listen. It could save your life. But they say, oh, yes, the waxy-like substance that can build up along your inner walls of the arteries that feed blood to the heart and brain. Well, yeah. How does it happen? Well, it just sticks. It's just sticky. It's like wax. It's like you're burning the candle in there, and it just gets stuck. Really? Why is it that some people, an equal number of people, who don't get heart attacks, have high cholesterol according to the levels as they be, according to the USPSTF and others, the cardiological associations, etc.? Why is it that half of the people who get heart attacks have low cholesterol? Because cholesterol doesn't cause heart disease. Now, what do statins do? They interfere with the production of cholesterol by your liver. They, on purpose, destroy your liver. But we're going to lower cholesterol. It's worth it. Kill the liver. Kill the liver. Kill the liver. Kill the liver. Yes, go to your cardiologist and he will kill your liver. Or she will kill your liver. They want to give you a statin drug to lower the bad cholesterol, LDL, and raise the good ones. Ooh, the Dark Lord can't rule over all cholesterol, can he? High-density lipoproteins are good. Well, we can do that with one mineral supplement that actually enhances the function of your liver. It doesn't destroy it. The whole food GTF chromium we've discussed on this program for how many years, thanks to our good friend Christopher Barr, can elevate HDL. Happened to my mom. Oh, they said she needs a statin drug. I said, Mom, you don't need a statin drug. And you know it and I know it. Just get on the chromium. How often are you taking it? I'm taking it once a day. I said, Mom, take it 3 times a day. 100 micrograms 3 times a day. Went back, got tested. HDL went up. Doctor says, oh, no problem. Not that she really has a doctor, but, you know, every once in a while they see you to make sure you're eligible for stuff, whatever. You don't need to lower cholesterol. Stop it. You need to have a healthy liver. But none of these doctors are these are expert panelists, and they don't recommend a healthy liver. They recommend drugs to kill your liver because cholesterol is really the great Satan. Statins. Yeah, they know what they do. We know what they do. We're not under any illusion. And they do acknowledge that there are problems associated with, guess what? Something I'm going to talk about next hour. Alzheimer's. No, I didn't forget. That was a pause. That was a pregnant pause for effect. There's increases in type 2 diabetes. There's muscle damage. They don't mention liver toxicity and liver damage, though. Owens could not say how many millions of Americans fall in with these parameters or these new recommendations. But guess what, folks? People can access. You can access or assess your personal risk by visiting this website, which I'm not going to name. But guess what? It's run by or sponsored by the American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology. Guess what? Sponsored by the makers of statin drugs. We'll corral you. We'll get you, my pretty. And your little liver, too. It shouldn't be so liver. It should be normal size. It's pretty big, actually. It can regenerate. And part two of our discussion of don't ever go see doctors. They're dangerous. They're more dangerous than the drugs they prescribe in some cases. Pediatricians have unveiled new recommendations for office visits. This is a great story. The AAP, our beloved AAP that never met a vaccine it didn't want to inject into your children, releasing an updated schedule that details what should happen at each regular office visit for children and teens. And guess what? We need to check all children for cholesterol levels. Not only 40-year-olds and up. Now we need teens on cholesterol-lowering medications. I'm telling you, they're insane. They're out of their minds. They're probably on cholesterol-lowering medications. No, not your teenager. Your teenager's doctor. Your teenager's pediatrician. If your children are obese, they're eating too many damn Twinkies, refined foods, refined carbs, genetically engineered ingredients. High cholesterol, not the cause of their problems, the result of liver toxicity and liver congestion. What you need them to do in addition to the GTF chromium, 100 micrograms three times a day, is selenium. At least 200 micrograms a day. At least 200 micrograms a day of the whole food form we get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, the whole food form that we utilize here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, I'm not saying all pediatricians and doctors are dumb. They're actually smart folks. I mean, at least they can memorize stuff pretty well, and they can deal with hazing through medical school. But when they come out and they insist that children need to be on cholesterol-lowering medications, much less any adult, they lose me, and their intelligence quotient goes down significantly, and their risk of Alzheimer's goes up significantly. All right, Michigan going after Mark Baker of Baker's Green Acres. Why? When we come back, we'll get into it.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wealth. A gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You raise your kids according to your own guidelines, your best beliefs, religious or otherwise, or according to what the state dictates to you? Well, that's the question in terms of farmers and raising their animals. My goodness, how dare Mark Baker of Baker's Green Acres up there in Michigan want to raise pigs that, you know, are not eating genetically modified slop, that are actually healthier than the average pig that's not a factory farm, a CAFO operation. We've talked to Mark Baker on the air here, and we have a story linked up in the show notes shortly at robertscottbell.com about the State Department of Natural Resources going after him again, right? They served a search warrant, whatever, based on some kind of packaging issue. They've been looking for this, man, because Mark Baker didn't back down when they say all of his pigs had to be shot because they're feral. And they couldn't define feral except to mean anything the state said. If you have a squiggly tail, it's a feral pig. If it's a straight tail, it's a feral pig. We don't know what it is, but we know it when we see it, and it's Mark Baker's pigs. And Mark said, no, that's not happening. And he fought back, and he won. He beat them in court. And that wasn't a good thing. In fact, in a direct courtroom confrontation, assistant, and this was recorded on video, Assistant Attorney General Hal Martin told Baker to his face, "You don't get it, do you?" Right? And what Martin really was meaning is like, you don't get it that we have absolute power over you. You know, it's like, how dare you, you minion farmer, think that you have more authority than us, than we, the overlords, right? And Michigan has been looking for a way to get back at Mark Baker for beating them in court. And this is the way they play it. This is like a legalized mafia scenario with brutal tactics. The state veterinarian put enough pressure on just about every butcher within a 100-mile radius of Mark and Jill's farm so that no one would process their pigs.
The Department of Agriculture, USDA, put enough pressure on all the restaurants that bought from the bakers that none of them would continue to buy their meat. This is mafia tactics. Then a month ago, the bakers put out a word on Facebook that they would be appreciative of receiving orders from people outside Michigan, and whoa, were they flooded with orders. The state enforcers didn't like that. How dare he? He can still sell his meat. He's finding markets of people who want to buy his stuff, and we don't have control over those people. Mark Baker's state ranks dead last, Michigan, among the nation's 50 states in public integrity. Not a place you want to be in. I've got good friends up there. I say, you know, keep your head down, right? Stay out of trouble. But boy, oh boy, it is really rough up there. And so they are looking for ways to destroy him and prohibit him from doing that which is, I believe, his birthright of any farmer, to raise animals in a healthy fashion and to sell them to those who want them throughout without coercion, without any theft or deception. And this is how the state seeks to tell you moms and dads out there how to care for your kids should something happen as devastating as did to Ryan, who we had on before, Ryan Sternagle. His website, mykidhascancer.com. He's back joining me now a couple of minutes before break. Bring him on in. Ryan, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Good to be back on.
It's great to have you here. Again, the website, mykidhascancer.com. I want to get into that with you, but you probably heard me, and I don't know if I'm stretching far in this regard, but the state really likes to keep totalitarian, authoritarian control over its citizens. And that could include farmers, but it could include moms and dads here in relation to how we want to raise our kids.
Yeah. I mean, it's all smiles and hugs as long as you are in line, going along with the system, but the minute you become a human and voice your opinion as opposed to an animal, I guess you could say, it tends to get ugly real quick, especially when you're dealing with childhood cancer.
Yeah, and when you find out, as we've had people on, some were medical professionals, some were pharmacists who found out the hard way that if they wanted to even do something in conjunction with chemo radiation, right, that they could be losing possession of their children, if you will, or custody of their children. And did you face any of these threats dealing with your beautiful child in overcoming cancer?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we actually had an open CPS case against us for quite a while, which thankfully ended up getting dropped months and months and months after they said it was going to. But yeah, we kind of knew what was going to happen the minute our child was diagnosed. We basically said second opinion. We'd already seen the Brzezinski documentary and the Gerson documentary and all that. So we had a pretty good idea of what was possible.
You had a roadmap, and I want to talk about that roadmap also to check in how your son's doing now. Ryan Sternagle is my guest this hour. MyKidHasCancer.com. It's actually a really powerful and empowering story to do the right thing and succeed. And we've got another story related to Canna Kids and the use of cannabis in recovery from brain cancer.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You probably heard me say once or twice that doctors are the most dangerous people on the planet. Well, I can think of one class of folks that are even more dangerous. Those are the authoritarians in government who force you to go to doctors, particularly if your child is sick. And they say, no, you can't go your way. Right? They didn't listen to Fleetwood Mac. You can go your own way. No. There's no liberty in this country when it comes to health. Health, freedom, healing, liberty. That's what this show is about. and someone who found this out. And but the good news of the story is we'll let you have it. But Ryan Sternagle is here, and he's got a website, mykidhascancer.com. We had him on a while back about his son Ryder diagnosed with cancer. And, you know, you did a little battle with the authorities in Washington State before getting out of there, getting out of Dodge, so to speak. But you put this little boy on the Budwig diet. And, of course, that was one of the featured diets on The Truth About Cancer. You've seen all of that. And real quick version, and then I want you to catch me up on Ryder. How's Ryder doing right now?
Ryder's doing great. Long story short, he started out with a huge tumor in his spine, and it was inside of his spinal canal and actually compressing his spinal cord, and that explained why he wasn't walking, or he wasn't even crawling at a year old. Had a couple secondary tumors and a good deal of metastasis into the bones. Fast forward, the secondaries are gone, metastasis is gone, and the primary is about 5% of what it was to start, and it's basically been hanging out like that for the past 6, 7, 8 months or so. And actually, we did just get results from his lab. We had a new MRI for him yesterday. Got those results back today, and we're actually just about to post something up on Facebook about it. There was one corner of the tumor appeared to have grown by a couple millimeters, not the whole thing, but it's kind of a weird-shaped tumor. So just one area of the tumor it appears to have grown a couple millimeters, but the doctor was saying it's kind of within the margin of error that...
It may not be
it could just be a different position.
Ryan, how about the doctors you're working with now? Are they fully aware of what you've done with the Budwig protocol and what you've seen?
Yeah, the Budwig protocol was just a small portion of everything we've done.
Sure.
We actually posted his most recent protocol up at mykidhascancer.com. It's called the Macho Man protocol because he really likes being called Macho Man.
I love it. Randy Savage would be happy.
Yeah, he even kind of says it like that. It's pretty cute. But, yeah, the doctor here, I don't think he knows the extent of what we're doing, but he basically, they know kind of what we're all about. They know we don't like chemo, and we're doing a lot of that crazy alternative stuff. And we were already far enough along in the the reduction in tumor size by the time we got here.
Okay.
That he was okay with us discontinuing treatment at that time and just providing MRIs and moral support whatever.
God bless that doc, because so many docs are just authoritarian in their opposition to what people are doing, like you. And I'm just grateful that you found someone to work with here, and that's good. But you've seen a lot of what was revealed in Ty Bollinger's book, Cancer Step Outside the Box. I'm not here to say one diet is the best for everybody, except we need to clean up what goes into our kids and ourselves. That's a starting point. From there, you know, you learn, you tweak, and you experiment to some degree, because they don't have those studies, right, that they claim that they need, right? All of this healing is anecdotal, but even the claim that chemo is curative is only based on tumor shrinkage, which may or may not be actually curative, in that the patient dies of the chemo and their tumor shrunk. So what's the point?
Yeah, or talk to them 5 years later when it comes back.
Right, exactly. So I think this is a fundamental and critical freedom that we need to stand up for, and you certainly are, and you've done it in a life-saving way for Ryder. And there's still more to go, I recognize, but I'm just so thrilled that you have opened up to all of this, and that you're probably, by telling your story, helping many others through your website, mykidhascancer.com.
Yeah, that's the goal. Especially, you know, there's a whole lot of information out there on alternative cancer treatments, holistic cancer treatments, whatever you want to call it. That's the beauty of the internet these days, is you can find just about whatever you're looking for. But we did have to piece most of what we were doing together to kind of make it work for a childhood cancer situation, and there's not quite as much out there on treating childhood cancer alternatively, you know, probably because there's just not as many kids with cancer as adults with cancer, so that's where the focus has been so far. But, you know, there's always the feeling of, you know, you can hear about these adult cancers getting cured naturally. But there's always the feeling that it's, yeah, well, that was some adult who smoked for 30 years and then quit and did all these cool things and now he's cancer free. That's great. But my kid was born with it. You know, it's different. And I'm not even saying that it is different. I'm just saying that's kind of the perception that you have initially.
Sure, sure.
And, so we're, you know, but then you look hard enough and there are the success stories out there, just like with the adults. So it's kind of been our mission to bring all those success stories into one place, because it, you know, you can read the explanation behind how vitamin C or cannabis or whatever works, you know, all day long, but until you actually see some people who have done it, and it's all just kind of theory in your head. So
right, the living examples is what we need. That's the transformation. That's the telling of the stories. That's why the truth about cancer, right, a global quest is so important, because people see real people, just like you and me, that have been through this and worse. And what you're doing is fantastic. By the way, if you want to learn about one of the most, let's say, comprehensive articles on the Budwig protocol and everything related to it, Ryan, you did that last time we mentioned that. We have it linked up again in the show notes. But here's another story that we have linked up today that you alerted me to, and I'm so glad you did. Headline, From Tragedy to Triumph, the Tracy and Sophie Ryan Story, Cannabis Oil and the Birth of the Canna Kids. And it's an article I want everybody to read. It's another one of those cannabis success stories. We're seeing some good things happen here. We've been covering these things over the last couple of years at least. And I'm glad you spotlighted it as well. What brought you to this story?
You know, I was introduced to Tracy Ryan through our first success story, which was that of Leanne Woodland. I had the chance to interview her a while back, and that was really neat because she was actually our initial inspiration. Her story got sent to us early on, and you know, we must have read 20 articles about Leanne Woodland over and over again because it was just, there were a lot of similarities. So I was asking Leanne who, you know, if she knew of anybody that she thought I might want to interview, and she introduced me to the Canna Kids group and Tracy Ryan, and Tracy and I started talking, and she's got an incredible story, and we haven't addressed cannabis too much on the site yet, so we thought it would be a perfect way to bring cannabis into the conversation with such a great story.
Beautiful. And, you know, my friends at Canna Vest have made available in all 50 states the CBD form of cannabis. It's the industrial hemp plant, so it's non-THC. And I'm not saying that THC doesn't belong in there for some cases. It does. But for those who are not in states that are friendly to that yet, I want you to have access to it. CannaVest, CannaVest.com. They tell me RSB15 will get you 15% off of anything and everything. But in this case, whatever you find you need, I want you to have access to. So sometimes folks are moving, like you did, although for different reasons, to certain states where they can address and access this plant of creation.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the body has its own cannabinoid receptor system. You know, like I said in the article, kind of makes you think it might have been put here for a reason, other than just maybe to have a good time on the weekends.
What can you do in terms of the abridged version of this story that you published? Because I got links up so people can read about it. But what do you want folks to know about this?
You know, I would really encourage anyone dealing with childhood cancer or anyone dealing with cancer at all that's interested in using cannabis to seek out the advice of Tracy Ryan and Canna Kids. I wish I had known her about it, you know, when we were first getting started out on all this. But I mean, she's got an incredible story. Basically, her daughter Sophie was diagnosed with an optic pathway glioma, I believe I'm saying that right, and fortunately, in the least sense of the word, it is a slow growing tumor with about a 90% survival rate, even conventionally. That being said, their chemotherapy does not work to shrink the tumor. It basically, when they catch it, they say, all right, you know, we'll give you the chemo and it'll probably slow it down or stop it, but you know, there's pretty much no shrinking it. And Tracy was actually introduced to Ricky Lake and Abby Epstein, the two filmmakers, well, everyone knows Ricky Lake, but they made the documentary The Business of Being Born, which both Tracy and we had seen before having Sophie and Ryder, that convinced us both to have a natural childbirth and all that. And so when those documentary filmmakers reached out to Tracy saying, hey, you should take a look at cannabis, that kind of made it real for her. And long story short, she had 13 months of solid shrinkage, and then they quit treatment and whatnot a little too early, and so the tumor started coming back. But then she kind of doubled down on the cannabis and tweaked her formula, and have once again seen the tremendous results that are supposedly medically impossible for
right.
this type of tumor. And along with she is doing conventional chemo as well, and but that being said, it's kind of your typical kid on the alternative treatments versus all the other kids in the oncology ward. Sophie's got a full head of hair and never really has sick days and doesn't need blood transfusion. She did to start right when they started the chemo, but as they upped the cannabis, she stopped beating them, which again, the doctors used the term medically impossible. They
right.
thought that she would need transfusions the whole time. So,
well, the impossible becomes possible, but sometimes you need to see it, you need to read it, you need to hear about it. And Ryan Sternagle, you're doing an incredible job, not only with your son Ryder, but getting the word out on other folks, including Tracy and Sophie Ryan. And everybody check out mykidhascancer.com. May that never happen to you, but should it, now you have some pathways out. Ryan, appreciate you being here so very much.
Appreciate you having me on, Robert.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro 1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service.
Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Show notes are up. Thanks, Ophead, at robertscottbell.com. Check it out there. Tell your friends. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Thanks again to Ryan Sternagle for joining us. Those of you just tuning in, Super Don's not with me. Tonight, just I said, yeah, have fun. Go to another party. What do I need, right? I'm just the host. No, I said, fun. Have fun. There's a surprise party for his sister-in-law. Oh, I hope I didn't blow it. I hope they're not listening. God, that would suck. It'd be like doing a Star Wars, what do you call it, spoiler. In fact, we got a story about that a little later. And what should the punishment be if your child spoils the movie for another child, right? I'm just asking because it happened. I get, you know, a 10-year-old girl, not known, and I don't think that's unique to mine, but for the law of silence, they don't really get that yet. And they tell their friends, you won't believe what happened. And, of course, it's a bummer. Even at 10 years old, you don't want to know. Although we didn't know about the concept of spoilers. I think when I was 10, that was not even something we talked about. I don't recall that ever. But anyway, so if you have an idea of what to do when your kid spoils it for somebody else because they blab about something that happened in the movie, let me know. Not a big creative. Maybe nothing. Maybe it's just one of those things. They feel bad. She feels bad about it. She does. Anyway, but yes, we do have a story about spoilers. It's not going to spoil the movie for you, I promise, but it's a story about spoilers a little later in the show. Now, antibiotics. Overused, abused. I said that on purpose in a silly way, okay? Delayed prescription strategy can reduce antibiotic use. Abuse, use, reduce. I guess that's what I was hearing. This is kind of a funny story. It's like, what is a delayed prescription strategy, right? We've been taking doctors to task for years over their willingness to prescribe antibiotics when they know they are not necessary, in many cases simply to fulfill the wishes of the patient, right? Because the patient is always right because they went to med school and they know when they need an antibiotic. Of course, if you go to medical school, doesn't guarantee you know when to use an antibiotic or not. You should, but doesn't mean you will act on it. So they're trying to come up with other strategies. Now, I recognize that in hospital settings, the hospital administrators care about satisfaction of patients, and so you're going to have to be a tough guy like Dr. Bittar as a doctor to say, I'm not playing that game. They didn't need it. I'm not going to prescribe it. But for uncomplicated respiratory infection, strategies that delay the patient's pickup or use of antibiotics can result in less antibiotic use with equal satisfaction. So take that, you hospital administrators. You don't have to prescribe them all the time. So basically, their strategy is, how do we get them to delay picking up their prescription or start using it when you know they shouldn't be using it at all? And this delaying strategy evidently resulted in a substantial reduction in antibiotic use, according to lead author Dr. Pablo Alonso Cello of the, Cochrane Center in Barcelona. I can't pronounce the first one, but delayed satisfaction. Interesting. But it resulted in the same satisfaction. So what do? They included over 400 patients in this study with recent onset of uncomplicated respiratory infections from 23 primary care centers in Spain, divided into four groups. First group received an antibiotic right at the first visit. Start taking it right then, right? Second group, they received the antibiotic immediately but were told to start taking it only if they felt worse over the next few days. In a third group, they were told they could collect the antibiotic prescription 3 days after their first visit at the primary care office. And the fourth group was not given antibiotics. And basically what they found, that the delayed usage did not really result in any significant dissatisfaction among the patients. And they all got better. Maybe they reported a little bit more severity. Maybe it lasted a half a day long. But bottom line, they also didn't suffer or spread antibiotic-resistant superbugs because they were less likely to use them. Now, how wussy do you have to be? I know this is getting into unpopular territory as a doctor to say, well, I'm not going to stand for what I know to be correct, and I'm going to go ahead and prescribe, but I'll do a delayed prescription because I know that study said maybe they won't take it. Instead of outright saying, damn it, you don't need one. You don't need one. But doctor, you don't need one. Well, I'll find another doctor. Well, then get the hell out of my office and find one that'll give you something that you don't need. Just saying. Tell me where I'm wrong on that, if you will. Otherwise, you can delay the Halloween candy for your kids and see if their teeth are better for that. All right, Hillary, what does she have to do with Alzheimer's? We're going to get to that next hour. The FDA lifting a ban on blood from a certain subpopulation. What do you think about this? Top 10 ways the Obama regime resembles the evil empire from Star Wars. This is going to be fun. It's just you and me. Call me, 866-939-BELL, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber cybersecurity. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.